This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy Advice Channel. On the show today, we are joined by Dr. Atul Shah of Long Island, New York, also known as the Amazing Allergist, who is the medical director of CenterForAsthmaAllergy.com, a celebrated author of the Amazing Allergist Awesome Series for Children, and also the founder of an educational site called AmazingAllergist.com. Folks, can you imagine your life allergy-free? It is possible. The Amazing Allergist, Dr. Atul Shah, will show you just how. Dr. Shah, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You're quite welcome, and we're excited to hear from you. So, Dr. Shah, let's start off with, what are allergies and what are the basic principles in treating allergies?
Well, most people who have allergies, they believe that they have to live like that for the rest of their life. And I believe as an allergist, that's not true. We can definitely do something to improve your quality of life, definitely live a great life. What allergy means, it's an overactive immune response of your body to harmless substances. It is not a weak immune system. There are five basic principles in treating allergies. One is to recognize the symptoms and the signs of environmental allergies. For example, if someone has runny nose, sneezing, stuffy nose, congestion, snoring, sinus symptoms, postnasal drip, chronic cough, throat clearing, itchy red eyes, frequent respiratory infections, itchy ears, any or all of the symptoms are suggestive that there might be underlying allergies. So at that time, the second principle would be to get tested to find out what triggers your symptoms. As the allergy specialist, we offer needle-free skin tests in our practice and get the answer within half hour. Other allergists can provide the similar services. We also do some allergy blood tests in some patients if needed. The third step is to avoid allergy triggers to the extent possible. So once the allergy test gives the information what you're allergic to, as the allergy specialist, we provide specific instructions on how to do that. Fourth step, obviously, is to use supportive measures so that you need less medications, and obviously to use medications to reduce the allergy symptoms. That can be used in combination of nose sprays, eye drops, pills, inhalers, based on individual patient's needs. Yeah, and the fifth principle of allergy management is allergy vaccination, also known as allergen immunotherapy or allergy shots. The oral drops or sublingual allergen drops is also a new option, and that can definitely help significantly.
What is your mission and what is your practice mission? I mean, how can you and your team help those who need your expert opinion?
My personal mission has been to empower every allergic child and individual to live a great life, allergy-free. My team and our practice mission is to provide excellent care with compassion to these allergic individuals and families.
And what is the link between allergies and asthma?
You know, Eric, almost 80% of asthmatics have underlying allergies. That is 4 out of every 5 individuals with asthma. When we control their allergies, the asthma gets better, and the need for asthma medication definitely goes down. The allergy specialists, most people don't know, but are also asthma specialists by their extensive training.
Today we're with Dr. Atul Shah, also known as the Amazing Allergist, here on the eHealth Radio Network and our Allergy Advice Channel. Dr. Shah, what can we learn more about allergies?
You know, Eric, there are many resources these days available online as well as through the books. Those who are interested, we have listed them and created links on our website, which is www.center4asthmaallergy.com. We also have an ebook for a free download at the website. Our monthly practice newsletter provides timely information about allergy, as well as I write Dr. Shah's article or Ask Dr. Shah feature article in each newsletter. Your listeners can sign up for this free newsletter at our practice website.
And also, what are the other activities you and your practice are affiliated with right now?
Thanks for asking that question, Eric. but you know, we enjoy making a difference. We support a lot of local, national, and international charities and charitable organizations. Just to mention a few, we are involved in a charity run for educational scholarship. We help fund the research and education in the field of allergy, asthma, and immunology. And at a personal level, I'm expanding my mission through Amazing Allergies, Awesome Cities for Children, and through lectures, presentations, and speaking engagements for groups, organizations, and for physicians.
In conclusion, Dr. Shah, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
I want them to believe that every allergic child and individual has a potential to live a great life, allergy-free. We want you to believe and imagine in the possibility of your allergy-free life. The help is out there. Learn more about how we can help at centerforasthmaallergy.com, which is CENTER4 asthma, ASTHMA, allergy, ALLERGY.com, or at amazingallergist.com. And there are a lot of free resources that will help you get there.
We've been talking with Dr. Atul Shah, also known as the Amazing Allergist, who is a medical director of CenterForAsthmaAllergy.com, a celebrated author of the Amazing Allergist Awesome Series for Children, and the founder of an educational site, AmazingAllergist.com. Dr. Shah, thanks so much for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
And thanks, Eric, for having me.
You are very welcome. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening to this Allergy Advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.